ho, ho.
Can I tell you, that turkey you made on, was it Wednesday, was unbelievable.
Did you like that?
Oh, man. I had thirds and fourths.
I loved your mock shoe.
Oh,
that was a good batch of mock shoe, my friend.
I tell you. Man, folks, we had a great lunch on Wednesday, and I think that's the second one we've had where everybody like brought a dish and all that.
Little Roth staff party for the holidays.
Man, you ain't going to get that at a restaurant, no.
Mom's cornbread dressing, deep-fried turkey, we had a green chili casserole, you had your mock shoe. Oh, I'm getting full again just talking about it. Woo! Man, oh, man. We're here right now talking about, in particular, the most asked questions we were asked all year long. It is the Christmas Day edition of Christmas Week edition of Rosie on the House. We will not be on Christmas Day. The broadcast bosses have dictated that Christmas Day, they take over all the airwaves and they run Christmas specials all day. So we get to stay home. We actually have family over the Atlantic Ocean right now, flying from Brussels, Belgium, to Newark, New Jersey. They land at Sky Harbor midnight tonight. Baby, I'm going to be there with bells on. So we've got a caller. Let's go ahead and go to caller. You can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Mr. Matt.
Good morning, Rosie.
Amen.
I almost forgot my question because you made me so hungry talking about all that great food.
It was good. It was a big feed, I'll tell you.
Hey, I have a quick question for you. My wife is looking at some way to heat our patio so we can enjoy it just as much on those chilly evenings as we do, you know, year round. And looking at like a patio heater like you would have at a restaurant, what kind of clearance do I need between the top of that and the ceiling of a covered patio, or is that just a bad idea in general in a covered patio situation? And is there something else I should look at?
I think while you're out there enjoying the area, it's going to be hard to have that turned up so hot for so long that you're going to put the ceiling of your patio in any kind of jeopardy at all. When we're talking about heating a back patio, we've got the roll around canisters type that you take the 5-gallon propane tank and install it. Then you've got the little mushroom umbrella cap on top, like you see at the restaurant facilities. And it's good at heating kind of a general area, maybe a general area in a circumference of 5 to 6 feet around that particular unit. Works well. I don't think if your ceiling is over 8, 9, or 10 feet, I don't think you're going to have any kind of problem at all. Again, I wouldn't leave it on overnight when I went to bed, but while you're out there enjoying it, I can't imagine it would ever get so hot it would pose a danger. Now, the other thing we can do if you're in a dual energy home is we can actually mount space heaters up on the ceiling and point them down at you, which is another option. It's a bit more expensive, but if you then will, I would tell you, you ought to weigh the option if you have a dual energy home. Because with a ceiling-mounted space heater and roll-down shades, you can heat that space to get just about as comfortable as you want. And I think you mist your patios. And I'll tell you what, when you're in misting season and you drop those screens to take the direct sun off, you take another 5 to 10 degrees off those summer patios. So the little mushroom umbrella top portables are fine. I don't think you have to worry about your ceiling at all. Before you make that investment, do a little research as to what a ceiling mount might run. Then you throw the roll-down screens outside of that, and now your back patio has literally become an overflow room you can use year-round.
And I'm going to give you one more website to check out. VitoHeater.com, V-E-I-T-O heater.com. This was on display at the Cowboy Christmas at the Las Vegas Convention Center in one of the booths, and we're looking at it for a portable heater to run outside the horse trailer when on the colder colder seasons. It's electric. They have the stand, but they also have ones that mount on the wall or the ceiling. And what's really neat about this is, you know, he had a spray bottle there, and he'd spray it with water, showing you it's waterproof. It's got for the stand, not the ceiling mount, but the stand one, it's got a bump sensor technology. So if the dog knocks it over or a kid knocks it over, it immediately shuts off.
Oh.
So it's not burning heat on the side. We couldn't stand next to it. It was so warm. It wouldn't scald you like if it was a gas one, if you accidentally touched it either. I was completely blown away with them.
Spell it again.
VEITOheater.com. And the only reason we didn't buy one there, and they had a show discount that would have saved $100, is there was also we just didn't feel like carrying it around for the next 5 hours.
Yeah, right.
And where is it made, Romy? Where is it made?
Well, I don't.
Was this made in USA?
Yes. Okay. It's assembled. I think there's components, some of the mechanics in it, but it's at least assembled. And it's the headquarters is in Las Vegas, so it's real close shipping wise. So
all right.
I would check that out. I think that's going to be a pretty unique game changer in the world of space heaters.
There's a couple great options for you there, Matt. Let's finish doing a little research.
And the stand up one's less than $400.
That's nice.
They're not. They're a lot more affordable than a lot of other space heater options out there.
Very good. We'll have to get one and Rosie test it.
We'll have Matt Rosie test it.
Okay.